Paul Bremer gave his first news conference today as chief civilian administrator for Iraq. Bremer, a former ambassador and head of the State Department's counterterrorism office, replaced retired Lieutenant General Jay Garner on Monday. Bremer began the news conference by denouncing Iraq's former regime.
Saddam Hussein was a truly evil man. He repressed, tortured, and murdered his own people, and he didn't go a day too soon. And now, the Iraqi people are free from his terror, and they are rightly looking forward to a new beginning.
NPR's Christopher Joyce was at the news conference in Baghdad. What else did Bremer have to say?
As you might expect, he homed in on how bad Saddam Hussein was. He went on for quite a bit there. You can't miss around here condemning the former regime. He also hit the high spots as far as the coalition is concerned about more electricity in the north and the southern part of the country. There's cleaner water in many parts of the country. People are back at work. But he had to acknowledge, though, what's on everybody's mind, which is the lack of security. It's not been improving very quickly, not quickly enough for the people who live in Baghdad, that's for sure. He noted there were 100,000 criminals released by Saddam Hussein, but that hasn't placated people. So he's promised thousands of new MPs to be brought in soon, and 15,000 more troops, more patrols at night, a growing police force. He's even got the numbers. He said there were 300 people arrested in Baghdad in the past 48 hours.
Are there any plans to appoint an interim government in Iraq?
Right now, Bremer seems actually more interested in who's not going to be in the government. The new government formation has been rather slow, but a lot of the blame is being put on the fact that Ba'athists continue to hold positions and they can't sort them out. So he said he's going to issue shortly an order to get all Ba'athists out of government positions to, as he said, aggressively hunt them down and remove them. That will include keeping them out of the new government as well.
Are there plans for prosecuting former regime leaders?
There's nothing so far, certainly about the leaders from the infamous DECA 55 that have been captured or turned themselves in. They've got about half that DECA so far. But as I said, there's still no judiciary to try them. He did take note of the mass graves that are turning up. Local people and human rights groups have been asking for expert help to try to collect evidence at these sites because many of them want to bring cases against the former regime for crimes against humanity. So far, the U.S. military and the coalition forces have done virtually nothing to help them, and Bremer acknowledged that they're aware of that. And he said that DOD experts will be arriving tomorrow, in fact, to try to help them do some forensic work.
Bremer make a good impression today?
Well, he's a lot smoother than General Jay Garner, the man who replaced. Garner was a man of military bearing, a man who felt most comfortable, I think, in camouflage. And Bremer is a diplomat. He wore a dark suit and a red tie and a white shirt in a room that was about 100 degrees. He's very articulate, and in fact, he answered a question from one member of the press in French. So he's definitely a new face.
NPR's Christopher Joyce in Baghdad.